We're going to continue now with the next studio recording that Edgar Bateman was on. This one was made in May of 1963 for the United Artists label. It's with a musician who was definitely associated with Eric Dolphy, Ken McIntyre. The original album was entitled Way, Way Out. And I will tell you, this is the only album of all the stuff I'm playing today that I have not heard before. I wanted to leave one thing that was going to be totally fresh to my ears, as it is likely to be for some of you. So this will be brand new material for me as well. It's Ken McIntyre on various woodwind instruments, including flute, oboe, and alto sax. Let me not make the mistake I made before of reading off my discography that I got from the internet. Let me read off the liner notes just in case there are any more discrepancies. Bob Cunningham on bass, Selwert Clark on violin, and there are 12 unidentified string players, and then, of course, Edgar Bateman Jr. on the drums. There are 7 tracks which comprise this album. All 7, I believe, are Ken McIntyre compositions. The first one we're about to hear is titled Miss Anne, the same title as the Eric Dolphy tune we just heard. I am pretty sure that it is a different composition, though, and that they just happen to share a title. We will find out when we hear it. As I said, I have not heard this before, so I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure it is a different tune. Let me give the contact information one more time. Let me tell you who I am if you're just tuning in. I'm Feldy. This is a special memorial edition of Lucky Old Souls celebrating the life and musical career of the great drummer Edgar Bateman Jr., a longtime Philadelphia resident who was much loved by the Philadelphia jazz community. We are playing his entire discography. We're playing the 6 studio albums that he appeared on in the 1960s in their entirety, and then selections from the 5 studio albums that Edgar appeared on between 1976 and last year, 2009. We will get to that material later. We're just making our way through chronologically. We've been on the air since 11:30, and we are going straight through 8:30. And I have to say, I can't really believe that I'm already at the 3-hour mark. I normally do a 2-hour program, and I feel like I just started today. So 9 hours really seems like nothing. I might have to just do a 9-hour show every week. I'm kidding. I will not do that. Anyway, if you want to get in touch, the phone number is 215-609-4301. I welcome anyone out there who has any thoughts or memories or tributes to share to call in. If you can send an email first and let us know you're going to call, that would be great, but it's certainly not necessary. The email address is Feldy, F-E-L-D-I-E, at gtownradio.com. You can hit me up on Instant Messenger. The name is G-Town Radio, and that works on pretty much any of the common Instant Messenger services. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter at Lucky Old Souls. And I believe around 3 o'clock, we will have our first guest in the studio. I won't tell you who that is yet, but there's a musician who is probably on his way to the studio, and there might be a couple others coming after. But I do seriously welcome your phone calls or emails. If you want to write something and have me read it over the air, I'm more than happy to do that. Let's just continue celebrating Edgar Bateman together. Going to continue now with this material from Ken McIntyre's Way, Way Out, right here on G-Town Radio. Yeah, that one was killing. Wow. Chitlins and Caviar, that was the name of that one. Ken McIntyre, right here on Lucky Old Souls, the Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Broadcast. Edgar Bateman Jr. swinging the band on that one. Yeah, he definitely had a signature style, and you could hear it on that one, no doubt. Some great cymbal work, just a great track all around. Ken McIntyre on alto sax on that one. Bob Cunningham on bass. Some unidentified string players really adding to the mix there, sounding real nice. Before that, we heard another Ken McIntyre composition, Lois Marie, with some beautiful, beautiful oboe playing. This is really just great material. You can hear it in my voice. I'm really excited to be hearing this stuff. As I said before, this is the only this album is the only material that I'll be playing today that I have not heard before. So this is great. I'm loving it. And we opened with Ken McIntyre's Miss Anne. This is all from the album Way, Way Out, recorded for the United Artists label in 1963. I'm playing it off a Blue Note compilation entitled The Complete United Artists Sessions. And this is, as I said, the Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial Broadcast, celebrating the life and work of the late great drummer Edgar Bateman Jr., who made his home in Philadelphia for many years, and was a vital part of the Philadelphia jazz scene and will be sorely missed. But it's wonderful that we have this opportunity to celebrate him. We have a guest on the way. We'll have some more people coming into the studio later to share their thoughts, possibly some callers. If you want to call, go right ahead, 215-609-4301, or send us an email, Feldie, at gtownradio.com. We're going to continue right now with the remaining four tracks from Ken McIntyre's Way, Way Out. All of these are Ken McIntyre compositions. The next one we're about to hear is entitled Permanentity. Permanentity. Edgar Bateman Jr. on drums. Thank you. Music from Ken McIntyre here on Lucky Old Souls, the special Edgar Bateman Jr. Memorial edition of Lucky Old Souls. This was the second half of the Ken McIntyre album entitled Way, Way Out, recorded for the United Artists label in 1963. Ken McIntyre on assorted woodwind instruments, Bob Cunningham on bass, Selwert Clark was the violinist and concertmaster. There were 12 other unidentified string players. And then, of course, our man, Edgar Bateman Jr., was on the drums. This was just really, really nice material. I hope you dug it. We heard, starting from the beginning of this last set, we heard Permanentity, Tip Top, KG, and Reflections, all Ken McIntyre compositions. We're going to hear from a couple...